Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Plane crash near Gillette kills three members of Gospel Quartet and four others. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Three members of the Nellens, a Gospel Music Association Hall of Fame quartet, were among seven people killed in a plane crash north of Gillette on Friday. The victims included Kelly Nellen Clark, her husband Jason, and their daughter Amber Nellen Kistler. Also killed were Amber's husband Nathan Kistler, their assistant Melody Hodges, and the pilot Larry Heine and his wife Melissa. The crash occurred Friday afternoon at around 1 p.m. north of Recluse off of Bay Horse Road, not far from the Montana state line, as the group was en route to join the Gowther homecoming cruise to Alaska. Autumn Nellen Streetman, the surviving band member, was not on the plane. Campbell County Sheriff's deputies, Campbell County Fire Department, and Campbell County Health EMS were dispatched to the scene following the report of the crash. National Transportation Safety Board spokesman Keith Halloway said Saturday the incident is under investigation, which involved a Pilatus PC-12-47E aircraft. Halloway said the aircraft is in a remote location, and once they gain access, they will begin documenting the scene, examining the aircraft. The aircraft will be recovered and taken to a secure facility for further evaluation. A preliminary report is expected in about 30 days, with a final report possibly taking up to 2 years. According to Campbell County Government spokesperson Leslie Perkins, the crash sparked a wildland fire near the site, adding to the emergency response efforts. Campbell County Fire Department units were able to contain the fire to about 38 acres. They employed aircraft, heavy equipment, and engine crews in their efforts. According to Fox News, the Nellens were inducted into the Gospel Music Association Hall of Fame in 2016 and were celebrated for their award-winning contributions to gospel music. Liz Cheney's Super PAC backing Democratic fundraising platform. Liz Cheney is involved in the current election cycle with two PACs, The Great Task and Our Great Task. She launched The Great Task, a traditional PAC, during her 2022 primary campaign, while Our Great Task was filed with the FEC on March 11th. According to Cowboy State Daily, in April 2022, the Washington Post reported that by August 2021, Cheney had stopped using WinRed, the small donor fundraising platform created by Republicans at the urging of Trump and the Republican National Committee. She then began using Anadot, a competing online payment processor for Republicans. Cheney continues to use Anadot, with Our Great Task paying $27,153 to Anadot in credit card processing fees this year, and The Great Task paying $26,765. Both PACs have been active during the 2024 election season. The Great Task has received $1.05 million in contributions since 2023 and spent $4.6 million, transferring $3.6 million to Our Great Task. Our Great Task has raised $3 million and spent $195,899 in 2004. Neither PAC appears to be directly supporting any candidates, instead focusing their spending efforts on anti-Trump advertisements. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.